My name is Doug Rhodes from Craig, and this is a poem I wrote about making some comparisons between a spider that was living on my gill netter and me as a gill netter, and it's called Kindred Spirits. I saw a spider spinning his web. Man, it looked like a pain in the ass. Right in front of my pilot house window by the wiper motor up next to the glass. And I began to really think about this bug as he struggled to entangle a moth. And I realized that we've got a lot in common as we're both cut from the very same cloth. I started making some comparisons between the spider's web and my gill nets and jotted down some of my observations while drifting in between sets. He anchors all the corners of his gear to make it all fish better. I don't know if he has a drift permit card or not, but technically, he's a set netter. He works his web all summer like us until the fall weather shuts him down. His gear is working 24/7, and he never needs to run to town. He hangs his web in nothing flat and puts it anywhere he chooses. His meshes are always hung just right. I don't know what kind of knot he uses. He doesn't worry about closures. Coast Guard regulations cause him no fear. I think his web is monofilament, so crap, he's even fishing illegal gear. He's the fastest picker you'll ever see when mosquitoes show up in swarms. I tell my deckhand, that's how you do it. He says, yeah, but the dude has 8 arms. He's always building a new net. Most people would call him loco. He spins web even better than Osada, Momoy, or Yoroko. Sometimes you see them with their web set one right after another. But they give themselves at least a net length. They never seem to cork each other. He works his gear rain or shine, and he does it all with elation. Every gill netter should watch a spider as a source of inspiration. So when I see a spider web on the boat, I just smile and let it be. I'd never mess with a fellow gill netter out of professional courtesy.